like me, boo?
Close your legs to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the wind, fabulous.
Okay. You are psychotic, Jesus John.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
And here we are on a Thirsty Thursday. Mm-hmm. It is brilliantly out. It is nice and snowy, and it is time to spill some major tea, girl.
Can't wait.
Of course, this was fabulous. When it comes to The Bachelor, it's the latest talk.
I'm not a champagne stealer. I never intended. That was enormous.
About the champagne.
Oh, okay, it's not about the champagne anymore.
I don't even really like champagne.
That's like the best quote now.
It is the best.
I don't even like champagne.
Like, so why are we still talking about this?
Girl, it has become everything.
It has.
It's the champagne gate.
It is. Hashtag champagne gate.
Hashtag, so let's talk about this. Kelsey and Hannah Ann, they cannot stop having this ridiculous conversation with each other. It's time to get over it.
It is. And they're crying. They were like crying, boo-hooing. That was like how the episode opened, right? They were still crying.
It's because they're drinking champagne. That's
right.
What happens.
Yeah.
You drink and then you get depressed.
It's true.
That's how we roll.
Mm-hmm.
It is funny though, when I look at Hannah Ann, she looks like a child to me.
She does.
And Kelsey looks like a woman.
Yeah, it's true. It's like a camp counselor or something, or somebody like, it's true. She looks really young. She looks like a little kid.
Yeah, she's crazy. I'm like, you want to be my daughter? Okay.
Right.
You get me on that show. Let's do this.
Okay.
And of course, Peter first kicks it off with Victoria P getting her cowgirl boots on.
Oh, yeah.
The line dancing is going on.
He's so funny. Like when they're in the store and he's like trying to show her how to line dance. I'm like, you don't have to touch her to like do. I don't know. I know this is they're dating. It's a show. But it's just he like touches everybody all the time.
Yeah.
Just like.
Because he has to.
Well, he has to. But that's just like one person and then the next person, you know. Yeah.
Well, the one thing that I noticed while they were in the store looking for cowgirl and cowboy outfits is that I did not enjoy his skinny tapered jeans he had on. I was like, what the hell are those? And then you should have seen he had some nice trendy boots on.
Yeah.
But I just do not dig dudes who are in like the jeggings. They're very tapered.
Oh, no. I don't like that.
No. I was like, But of course he had his flannel. The flannel is the hottest thing I think a guy can wear.
I know. Yes. You like a man with a flannel on.
I do. I do. And then, of course, the conversation goes over to, the bullying. When you start talking to someone, you start saying, I don't like you. You're a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
That whole conversation between Kelsey and Hannah goes back.
Ugh.
And that's when they're discussing bullying, which I agree. There's a very fine line to bullying.
There is. Yeah. I hope this doesn't last too much longer. This is about the champagne, about her approaching her and all the crying. I hope it doesn't last too much longer.
Won't let the crying take you over.
Oh, yeah.
Especially off the show.
Yeah, bye.
All right, Alea, what do you think of her?
Okay, I was getting bad vibes from her. Like, I definitely was. Because she did seem one way, like, for the first 2 weeks. But then this last episode, they would show clips of her being somebody totally different. So when she was in the kitchen and she put the pilot hat on and she's like, oh, yeah, I really act like this. Like people think because I'm a pageant girl. That's what threw me off first.
Well, I don't like that she's supposedly a pageant girl. You can tell she lives a separate life because she says the F-bombs. She burps.
Right.
I mean, this girl is not is not a queen.
She thought that it looked cute. I could tell. Like she was like, people think I'm like this, but, you know, I have this other side. When it really it made her look bad, in my opinion.
Well, the other ladies, of course, were trying to eventually get her off the show. More to come with that. But first, let's talk about how Demi came back to the show.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, this girl was crazy on the show. She definitely wanted to take the virginity.
Yeah, she did. She was hilarious.
But I love that she planned this date for the ladies and Peter.
Yeah, I thought that was fun, actually.
Listen, I want you ladies to put some lingerie on.
Yep.
I'm going to take you over to a barn slash bar, and then you're going to hit each other with pillows.
Perfect. This is what guys want to see.
I know. It's hilarious.
I know. Yeah.
It's like, that's not what we actually do.
Right. No, that is not what we do at Sleepover. Sorry to disappoint everybody.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny?
What?
I actually was thinking Demi came on the show because she was actually Kelsey's sister. If you look at those two,
they
look very, very similar. So take a look at that.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, this is why she's
back.
They do. I'm like, ooh, this is going to be juicy.
They're both off the chain. So.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But of course, it is true. At the end of the show, a lot of the ladies wanted to, of course, let Mr. Peter know that when it comes to Alea, she ain't right.
I hate that I feel like I have to keep bringing this kind of stuff up with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to throw anyone under the bus, but maybe you've been like a little manipulative towards some of the other women.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
Well, when you try to keep secrets and tell another contestant, hey, don't let the producers know we know each other.
Yep.
Those things are going to get called out. And that's what Kelsey told Peter.
Yeah. I mean, the tea just kept getting spilled, right? It was like, you know, first it was brought up. I can't remember who actually was. I was kind of upset with Peter calling out. I can't remember who it was. She's the one that first said something about Alea. She was like, there's something not right. I don't think she's here for good intention. And then when they were around everybody, Peter called her out and said, well, you know, because I'm like, gosh, I'm not going to tell you a secret. But then now the girls, everybody else just started coming out about it, you know, different situations that they had with her. And
well, and of course, she did not get a rose.
She didn't. I thought that was interesting in the end. He took one away. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, he wasn't going to let it be between at least the two girls. So he definitely wanted to make sure Kelsey won. So there she went.
Yeah.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah.
All right, love. Let's move on now to the Real Housewives, of course, of the beautiful Atlanta.
Listen, I might have something on her.
What? Whoa!
You do not come at Kenya unless you have, like, savage moves.
Woo! And that's exactly what was happening.
It's so true.
Girl, I was like so like shocked by that in general.
First of all, I really enjoyed the episode. And I thought the tea that Tanya spilled was really good. My sister was like, well, what was the big deal? That's not really good tea. But I started thinking about it more and more. And I saw a clip of Candy. And Candy's like, look, that's not really a big deal. I mean, so what? Everybody wears wigs, but...
But again, if you remember, Kenny has a line that is for natural hair.
That's
she has said it through the entire time on the show. I have natural hair. I don't wear wigs.
She has said
it. So that's the big thing.
The whole time. That's why I thought it was great tea.
I thought it was hilarious.
What are you doing with a wig?
And I like that it was like in a bag.
I know.
And then she put the bag on the floor at the restaurant.
I know.
I mean, I put my extensions on the floor all the time.
Oh, well, yeah.
Sometimes I got to rip them out and just lay them on the floor.
I know. Sometimes you gotta breathe. You gotta breathe up here.
Yours get pulled out. That's a different story.
Yeah, well. What can you do?
Also, quickly, Dennis, of course, invited Portia's sister, mom, his mom over to talk about how, yes, I cheated on your daughter.
So, okay, I think the timing is really interesting, obviously, because we know that picture came out with him with the four women at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so weird, the timing. That has come out, and then it airs that he's trying to make it right. With her family. Honestly, I love her family. I love how it gets emotional when you watch her crying and them crying because they don't want to see her hurt.
Sure.
And he was crying. So I don't understand why he's back out.
The only reason why he was crying because he realized, man, I just missed that appointment with that other hot chick in her bedroom.
That's why he was crying. I think you're right. Yes.
No, it was
that
sad.
That makes him cry.
But we will still find out exactly what happened. He still is claiming these were just friends of mine, and I was hungry.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was out at 4 a.m. I was hungry.
Mm-hmm. You have a baby at home.
You have a baby at
and
home,
a fiance.
Man. Yeah, for sure. Huh. I thought it was really sweet, and I did tear up when I saw that Eva changed the name of her daughter, Marley.
Loved that. I'm not a huge fan of her on the show, but I thought it was great, something great to cover.
I know.
I thought it was beautiful.
It was super sweet.
She was so happy and grateful, and
So again, her daughter's name now is Marley Ray Sterling, her husband's name, who also, he was adopted.
Yes, I love that, too, that he talked about that process. Yeah.
So sweet.
Yes.
Now her crazy ex has nothing to do with their child anymore.
That's right.
Sorry, you're gone. You're gone. But other than that, it was a great day. I love the spa day outfits real quickly. It's like, welcome to prison.
Basically.
Because that's what they looked like they were
they
wearing.
They were so funny. Like Portia and Tanya when they were like, you know, you're going to be my girl in prison.
And I got to show some props to Miss Marlowe because she had a style, her. She put the little front knot.
Oh, that's right. She did.
Yeah. She's all about the style.
Yeah, she is. When are they going to give her a peach? I'm still confused why they won't give her one. She's amazing.
I don't know. She will eventually. She'll hold the peach.
Will. Yeah.
She'll probably kick Nene out and then she'll be the head.
Probably.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Again, thanks for hanging out with us with Reality Check.
So nasty and so...